48,000 people here are suffering from dementia. It's arguably one of the worst illnesses. The body keeps working, but the mind doesn't, leading to great distress for the patient and their loved ones. Now, new research shows that the number of care homes dealing specifically for dementia sufferers is extremely small. It's the first national survey of its kind, and it was carried out in conjunction with the School of Social Work and Social Policy at Trinity College Dublin. Its Associate Professor Suzanne Cahill is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
On the specifics, Professor Cahill, how many dedicated dementia care units are there in the country?
We found 54 across the whole group of 602 nursing homes surveyed. The work was actually spawned by one of our PhD students, Andrea Babreski, who's now a graduate and who is actually looking at transitions into care for people with dementia into these specialist units. And she came to the realisation that there was no register of these units. So there was no information available to people who might be trying to seek out one of these specialist units for a relative. And that's what prompted this national survey.
So it's a tiny figure, around 11%?
That's right, 11%. And it compares poorly with other countries where there are norms of between 25 to 30%. So say countries like the Netherlands, where there's a 33% provision rate of the specialist units. And countries like Norway and Sweden, the Scandinavian countries, are way advanced. And of course, they've had a much longer history of having an ageing population.
And are the 54 care units in place, are they all privately run?
By far, the majority are privately run. Two-thirds are privately run. And then there's about a third that are operated by the HSC. And the remainder are really with the voluntary sector. They're the not-for-profit group. And we found great inequities and disparities across the country regarding the actual location of these units.
So there are geographical gaps.
Absolutely, yeah. And certain counties, no provision at all. And other areas, clusters of units, which means that waiting lists are really long in certain areas. So that really needs to be looked at quite carefully.
Where's worst hit? Where's the biggest gap?
Biggest gap is here in Leinster, in the Dublin area, in fact, and then Carlow, Wicklow, Westmeath, Offaly, Tipperary have no provision whatsoever.
So for people in those areas in particular who have dementia, are they being cared for at home?
Well, you know, by far the majority of people of our 48,000, 30,000 are being cared for in the community. But it means that when it reaches the stage where these people need long-term care, they don't have access to this. It's kind of the creme de la creme. It's the five-star level of care in dementia care, where these units are customised and they're purpose-built and they're actually catering for the unique and the complex needs of people with challenging behaviours who have dementia.
Because as you say, the familiarity perhaps of being cared for at home is positive for the sufferer in the early days and the early months. But as the illness progresses and gets worse, they will need more specialised help.
Absolutely. And these units normally would have well-trained staff and they'd have their own private bedrooms. So it would be essentially a home away from home with a focus on a household model and on activities, and on family input, and on access to therapeutic gardens and really meaningful activities.
Are many people with dementia, presumably they're cared for in hospitals as well?
Well, we're really trying to avoid that, and there's a lot of work going on at the moment to make hospitals dementia friendly. But clearly, there's probably about a quarter of hospital patients who have a dementia, and that's more to do with the absence of community supports and the difficulties in accessing long-term care as well.
Because as the illness progresses, they have to go somewhere, presumably, and if the hospital is the only facility there to fill whatever gap, they're going to go
Absolutely.
There.
We're really in this country quite weak on community supports. Now, we have had a national dementia strategy launched quite recently, and it's very likely we'll see a big improvement in community services for people with dementia in the coming months and in the near future.
So what do you hope will be the result of your work here? What do you hope will happen?
Well, I think it's really a first step towards bringing this information together. We actually produced a manual, a little resource manual for caregivers based on this research, so people will now know where these units are. One of the key findings from the report is that there's a need to really examine funding models for long-term care, because what we found, as I said earlier, is that two-thirds of the provision is through private providers, and yet they receive a much smaller proportion of the budget compared with HSE-operated units.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Associate Professor Suzanne Cahill from Trinity College.